Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirt together. Gonna polish up our red crown. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to live. Hey, Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I'm on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
fashion is so seductive. Live.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so So Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Entertainment,
worldwide,
network,
we on live,
we in your speakers,
and
on your mind,
10 o'clock,
we on time,
move around,
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Once again, it's Friday night, and you know what that time is. It is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. That's right, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And I said it again because I forgot business. But anyway, here we are once again, Friday night, and we're talking about economic development opportunities in the diaspora for Black people, developing opportunities where one can go from a thousandaire, a millionaire, to a trillionaire, to a billionaire, whatever you want to go. But we say that you have to start somewhere. So it's a mindset. As we notice in the society today, everything is applicable to your mindset, to the way you think, the way you feel, the way you operate. So we have put together BBB associations. We put together BBB truck associations. We're putting together BBB attorney associations, doctors associations, small mom and pop shop associations. We're going to have entertainment associations, finance associations that we have already. Every Friday is Finance Flex. Finance Flex is every Friday, Flex Fridays, where Finance Flex come on, Finance Flex Corporation come on, the CEO, Lee Perrin, and Brother Otley, and Brother Otley, Brother Cephas will also come on, Lee Otley and Cephas, Darrell, Lee Otley and Darrell. Come on from Finance Flex, and they talk about financial opportunities of developing your business and getting finances. And we have merged their service with DSNR Consultants for the larger investment opportunities, corporations that are developing across America in need of $100 million or more in investment. And so we're combining the two opportunities together, and we're going to have our investment association a person that's going to lead that is Mrs. Sharon Steele, and of the Sharon Steele Show. I believe she's on BET as well. So we have some good things going on, some wonderful things happening. We're looking forward to everyone getting involved with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And you don't have to be a Black Business Billionaire. You have to have a mindset to want to be one. You have to have a mindset to want to go in that direction. And we want to help you. We want to help you take your business from the small mom-and-pop shop to a major national, statewide, citywide, countywide, and then you can even go globally wide, you know, worldwide as well. And it's doable. It's doable. Where we are located in one of the richest economies in the world, you know, via China and Russia and Germany and some other folks there. But we are in a very good economy. And the thing about America, it is designed and structured around entrepreneurship. They used to call it back in the days enterprise development. We have a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities here. It's a business-orientated country. And if you can get a business together, no matter how small it is, you can be extremely successful because we have a large consumer market. The Black market, the African-American market, we're only 14 to 15% of the population, about 47 to 50 million people. We contribute $2.3 trillion to the gross national product. If we were an independent country, we'll be the sixth largest economy in the world. And I'm telling you a surprise that a lot of people don't know. That number keeps growing every year. In good times and bad times, during slavery, after slavery, during recession and after recession. When they had the recession from 1920 to 1932 or 33, when they had the recession, it was the Black people that were keeping the economy going. Black Wall Street, that's what's located around different states, was keeping the economy going. Can you imagine? If we at the lowest end of the totem pole and we have $2.3 trillion to our collective economic GDP efforts, imagine when you include immigrants, Hispanics, Native Africans from Africa, natives from Caribbean, natives from Europe, Asia, Middle East, white Americans. You know, when you start adding in women, men, children, all of those are contributing factors to the gross national product. So when you think about it, the opportunities are huge because we have more money than we have people. Did anybody ever think about that? If you were to sit down, there's 330 million people in America, but there are trillions of dollars, and we're going to have our in-house cleaner here today, so you might hear bags and whatnot bunging around. I don't know why she comes so early. Miss Balula, please go home. You come too early. It's the way it is, people. It's the way it is. But we are in a rich economy. We have more money than we have people. There should be no reason why everybody could not be a millionaire. There's no reason why not. There's no reason why not. The only thing that's holding you up from being a millionaire, a billionaire, is yourself, is your mentality. The access is here. I know the conditions are bad for black people. I know there's a lot of racism, but the access to money is here. If a woman can come from, Madame Malone was the first free person in her family, and she was the first independent millionaire. Female in America, and she was a post-slavery child. She was born into slavery, but after the Emancipation Proclamation came, I guess she was coming of age, 5 or 6 or 7, and after that, she started her hair care products, her beauty products, and she sold them across the country, and once again, continuing like today, black women are the key to the success of hair care, skin care, nail, lipstick, eyebrows, extensions, wigs. I don't know. Anything you say, skin, beauty stuff they put on there, makeup they put on their skin, they're the biggest, largest consumers of these products. And I'm saying to myself, why are we not taking advantage of our own community? Why are we not doing business with more business with each other, one another? There's a great opportunity to get that done. It's here. It's here. People come in this country all the time, and they built little mega economies in their communities. The Nepal people. Nobody never heard of Nepal people. There's a people from Nepal, a little small country called Nepal. They live out in Queens. They're building a tremendous economic opportunities for their people by having Nepal stores, Nepal clothing stores, Nepal jewelry stores, Nepal caps, Nepal supermarkets, Nepal clothing stores. They are, it's Nepal Traveling Agency, and they have their own little community. They speak their language, and they're making a tremendous amount of money, and that's the same thing everyone else can do. So we live in the richest country in the world. We live in an entrepreneurial, pre-enterprise system where there's business development opportunities, and we all should take advantage. Whatever you can do to create a residual business of income would be great, because so many people have been laid off, so many women have babies and get fired, and then the husband don't have enough income to cover the bills. We create a residual income, an income that's coming in day and night without you working. The opportunity is here. It's a tremendous opportunity. America is a place of opportunities if you seek it. if you want it, if you go get it, and if you try, you can be successful. The opportunities are massive, massive. It's tremendous. And so we want you, sir, you, ma'am, to get involved. Get your finances together. Get involved in the business. Think about being self-independent. Think about, now I know everybody's not going to create a business because somebody got to work for somebody in order for a business to run. I understand that. But we have more opportunities here for many, many people to get involved in business. And that's what the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake people up to the tremendous opportunities that await them in business. Opportunities where they can make tremendous, tremendous amount of money. Lots of money. The opportunity is here. And we want you, sir and ma'am, we want you to get involved. We want you to get acclimated. We want you to get involved. We want you to take advantage of this opportunity. And, you know, it's a combination. You know, there's a thing called optimal health, and that means your spiritual, your physical, your mental, everything is working to high capacity. Your spiritual life is intact, physical life is intact, and your mental life is intact. That's called optimal health. And you can, and that's a part of being able to run a good business. You have to have all those things working for you. A holistic approach to the physical body and the physical mind and the spiritual coming together to make you who you are, the wonderful person that you are, the creation that God created you, you know, and how you make that happen. And we have our in-house spiritualist, you know, tomorrow, 7 to 9, you have opportunity to come on the radio program and experience spiritual unity and meditation and just resolve your mental and physical distress and just let it go and become enthroned in the opportunity to really advance your spiritual, your physical, and your mental all together. And that's Dr. Benjamin Bridges. He's here with us in the studio. We're so happy to have him. And he's a real great person because he's doing everything. He's doing business, real estate. He's doing spiritual. He's counseling people. He's counseling children. He's praying for people. He's meditating. And he's doing an awesome job in bringing those realities together, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, and the business. He is wonderful, you know, and I don't want you to miss tomorrow, 7 to 9. Dr. Benjamin, Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. We want you to come 347-857-1311 and enjoy and get it together. But he still happened to be here tonight. So whenever he's around, we want to take advantage of an opportunity to discuss things with him as well, because he has a host of history and experience and knowledge, and he can be extremely beneficial to us, to help us out. Dr. Benjamin, Dr. Ben, it's so good to have you on.
Yes, sir, my brother. Thank you for, you know, inviting me on, and I'm glad to be able to participate. And I just want to say peace and blessings to everyone, and to know, as Brother Ron was saying, that we all are worthy of definitely achieving great success. And we can actually reach that mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very best. But the bottom line is we have to believe it in order to achieve it. We have to have the determination. We have to have ourselves focused on seeing things happening from a positive perspective. And then we can truly make our way to that mountaintop of success. And once we get there, we will truly be blessed, no question. So all I can say is definitely, you know, financially and spiritually, physically, things can come about. And also what I wanted to do was to share with you next Thursday, I will be having a conference call program that we're going to be dealing with, and it's called Manifesting Wealth. And the beautiful thing about that is we're looking at actually coming together in spiritual unity, where we're going to be focusing on the actual manifesting of money, cash, great opportunities, bringing people to us that are going to be magnetically drawn to us, that are people that can definitely help us out to receive huge amounts of money and cash. And the beautiful thing about it is when we as a people start to realize our true identity of who we are, that's when we can truly start to reach out to the stars. Because bottom line is that we have the ability to really manifest quite a few things in our life. But the bottom line is, unfortunately, this society has been telling us that, hey, come on, you're just a simple human being that can only do but so little. And we don't have to accept that lie. That lie is told to you to keep you looking at yourself from a down-and-out perspective so you do not achieve great success or complete anything that you really want to do, any of your goals or dreams. And the bottom line is when Satan comes forth with these lies to try to keep you down, you do not have to accept the lies that Satan is giving you. What you can do is accept the God's honest truth that you have the spiritual ability to activate your God-given ability to free yourself from poverty, from negative problems that have affected you in the past, whether it be health problems, whether it be financial problems. You know, the bottom line is all of these things can be totally erased and God's blessings can take its place, but you have to believe that it can be done and start to see yourself as a winner, not a loser. And once you start to see yourself in that positive light where you will be blooming and shining bright, that's when you will start to see the successful light of God in Christ truly blessing you to reach that mountaintop of success. And definitely, you're going to be able to achieve your very best. So once again, I just want to say, Thursday, this coming Thursday, we will be on the call with a conference call. And what I would like to do is, you know, I'm going to get in touch with those that are on the call today and just let them know what the conference call number is. And this way you guys can come on board if you'd like to, you know, because this is not really for Doubting Thomases and Doubting Thomasinas that say, what, you know, we can manifest hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. Get out of here. We can't do that. That's impossible. We've done that in the past. It hasn't been millions that we manifest, but the most that we were able to achieve in manifesting was $50,000. But what the Lord was trying to show you is that if you can actually manifest $50,000 and you really focus on what you're trying to do, you can increase that amount of money so that it can be hundreds and thousands and hundreds of millions if you really focus and sincerely believe in the power of God in Christ, that you have the ability to activate that power and bring it about without a doubt. So with that being said, I just want to say to each and every one of you, just start to know that you have the ability to make some great, awesome, and amazing things happen financially for yourself. Don't get stuck and seeing yourself from that down-and-out perspective. Keep your mind up on high so that your goals and dreams can truly start to fly. Peace and blessings to everyone, and just know for a surety our time has come for us to be able to transform each and everyone to a higher height in God and Christ so that we can actually make things come about without a doubt. Thank you very much. Peace and blessings.
We have some callers. I'd like to talk with you as well, Dr. Ben.
Mm-hmm.
347-880.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Greetings and blessings to the Emperor and the Ethiopian World Federation.
Okay,
local
great.
Charter 26. We got to remember we're coming from home, man, and we in America, we have most favorite nation status to be able to operate in this society without people putting their hand on us from doing wrong things, because we are righteous people. And as we see what's happening in Ethiopia and around the world with the COVID and everything, we like the program that Mr. Robinson empowered the brothers and them to come together. And what the city doing now is letting the people, instead of the people going to the city department, the people go, the city going to have people come to them and help them chart out their ways. What that going to do is make everything more equal than they have in line to get everything how we should go, and we don't have no in line because we don't know. So what we are doing and trying to do is to bring people together, just like the brother said, and to do economic development, because that's what's needed in our community. Work right now is really a hardship on us because we work so hard already. So we want to be able to develop with the programs in economic development with people. If we invest money with them, we're going to be able to reap money with them. And if there's others like them and we can more invest with them, we will do it. In the construction industry, we can cut the cost of building and getting things done, because we have a need grid of proper materials that we have a vision on that can bring forward that. Second, we can bring multitude of young people together at the same time training them. Because what we're saying, we're looking at ourselves at our age group and what we can do. But we can have groups of people getting training and asking the city to give us jobs to train them in the different departments. Not just the carpentry and electrical, but the building department, how to prepare the papers, and everything that they will be visiting us to help us. If we invest in our community, we're going to reap in our community. And be in the world, and we're going to be able to reap in the world, because this is the most African community, and we have to use the African people that's doing something constructive in the field. Even so, if you're doing federation, you can still do other things. And right now, what we're saying, we don't want a bulk of people just doing one set of things, other things in them left out. We have to itemize the people who can do more than one thing and can get it done. If they can't get it done, they get others who can do that thing and help them. So I'm very proud to be on with y'all, and Mr. Robinson don't call me no more, but I hope he do. And nobody call old Mr. Brown. I just hope that we reach out for each other, because we do at times just need a lifting hand and people talking to us, because nobody was around. We talk to each other and bring it together by the influence of the character of each other. We can see ourselves moving on a higher level. And this is where the higher level comes. Moving with people that have a higher level, you're going to get the higher level. So I'm very happy tonight that I have other things to speak about, but I will stop at it. But I hope Mr. Robinson and Mr. Ben and the other brothers and them who are dear, we can have a conversation with each other on different subjects. Not what I say, not what you say, but just open subjects. And that's what we don't do now. We're speaking to a wider public, but we're not speaking to individuals. Just like you say, you have a talk show where people going to come on. That's a good idea. And we need other people to assist us, because we need to for accountants, people that have different techniques, how to apply for different loans and different things. It's just sit down and bungle everything in one place. You have to be able to do it in our community, to bring people and show them that you're doing something in your local community, because other people are doing it that don't look like us. And when we look, we write in the hands of other people. And so, starting at grassroots level, just like Mr. Robinson and this station and everything that doing, we can start things on the grassroots level. Vacant place to make vacant minds get something to do. Good. Even putting up the blackboard and put everything in it and invite people here and ask them to contribute. So I have different ways of doing things, but right now it's a trial and a situation. We have no one objective. There's a federation idea, and we have other things that we're doing as businessmen that we can cherish the federation. Bring people together, give them employment, show them a trade, develop a city, control our own plane, our field, economic development for the community. So we have to reach out, man. We have to reach out and reach out to the brothers who can do things and have a place differently. We really don't have to be so jammed up. So I'm reaching out shortly to empower the people to bring as much people together. And when the city see you doing that, they're going to give you a matching dollar. In this society, not to bungle everything in one place. That's what I'm saying.
Well, my brother, one thing that's needed when you keep talking is to talk closer into the phone because you're going in and out. So, continue on, but, make sure you finish doing that because when you talk away from the phone, we can't hear you.
Okay. I was saying, with a new mayor now, and we know what we're dealing with, and he's favorable to good doings, we want our proposals ready for helping our people, making ourselves look good, doing something. But if we can help people by knowing a lot of people, we can introduce them to that. Come and sign up. Have a place in different communities. We have people coming, and they can start up something. Because you're going to get cold, and the situation, people saying it's going to get bad. Food shortage, they can't get in the ships, and this and that. So we have to get ready. We are the people who have the good ideas and the knowledge to have a radio show on these ideas. We have to get the people, just like you say, get a committee together, bring people at a meeting, and see what we can do to help each other.
Right. Okay, my brother. Well, I appreciate what you're saying, and it's very true. We need to come together in unity, and by us coming together in unity, we'll have the power to really be able to make some great and wonderful changes in our community. So I thank you for sharing that positive feedback with us and acknowledging what we really need to do, because by doing that, the negativity that we're, seeing now in our community can totally be erased, and we can definitely replace that. And my brother was saying that there was another gentleman that wanted to come on board as well.
Yeah, we have 347-622.
347-622. Can you hear us? You might have to unmute your phone there.
No, my phone is not mute. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, this is Sadie Gomez. I am just checking in tonight on your show, but I'm not quite sure what the topic is all about, so I don't know what I can say about it right now. If you let me know what your topic is.
Yeah, we were talking about coming together in unity to actually create an opportunity to financially free our people from a lot of the different problems that they're dealing with financially, financial problems that they have. Because once we come together in unity, we should be able to help people start their businesses. We should be able to help people to really come out of the gutter of poverty and to really see and face a new reality. But the bottom line is, it's not just trying to do all of that on your own, because many times in trying it on your own and you don't have the right connections, it's very rough, but the right connections are here. So if you do come and join us in our effort to bring about financial change and positive changes in our community, that can come about. And what I was talking about also is that not only do we want to deal with this with in a just physical way of trying to make it happen, but it also can happen through a spiritual way of manifesting wealth as well. And I know for some people it's like, really? You can manifest wealth spiritually? Seriously? And it's the answer to that is yes, it can happen, because we have seen that in the past, and we can definitely make it happen in the present. But the bottom line is, physically and spiritually, we need to come together, and we're going to see a total new reality in our financial situations in our community.
So I should ask, do you have a place where we can meet physically? I know spiritually we can do that on the phone, but is, as you say, we need to come together as one, which is a wonderful thing, because I believe in the unity of the black and brown people at this time especially. But is there a place that you have specifically where people gather together, or are you forming a church or community center? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, basically right now we're going to be starting on the phone this coming Thursday with the spiritual aspect of it, and we're calling the program Manifesting Wealth. And on that call, we're going to be talking about the steps that we can take to spiritually activate our ability to actually manifest wealth where we can get hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. And I know that sounds like, wow, really we could do that? But for those that really do feel that this is a possibility through the power of God and Christ, then they know that God and Christ, who created the whole universe, the stars, the moon, the skies, animals, water, trees, you know, millions of planets around the universe, that he definitely has the power to bless us and to pull us up out of the gutter of poverty, just as he pulled us out of slavery. So these are things that can definitely come about. We just need to know that physically and spiritually, we should try to work this together. And in doing so, we can make it happen. And yes, I do believe that this is something that we could do as well, as far as having physical meetings as well. But right now, we're just going to start off with the phone. And eventually, we will set up meetings where we can come together, you know, for those folks that can, you know, join us. Because unfortunately, some people are out of state. They're all not here in New York. Some of them are in Atlanta. Some of them in Chicago. Some of them in New Jersey, in different places. And they're calling in. And some of them, because this is an international, you know, radio show, some of them are even out of this country. So when you do the phone situation with the radio, you are opening the door for people to really come together no matter where they're from. But when you talk about, okay, we're going to have a meeting here in New York or New Jersey or wherever, the bottom line is you're making it very difficult for the majority of people to come like they normally would on the phone. But eventually we will do physical meetings as well.
Okay, wonderful to know. I was just asking how your program is set up. But it's wonderful for the unification of the black and brown people. And, of course, spiritually, we must return to the Almighty God for any help, because he alone is our help from all that time. But what we have to do also is to find the like-minded people who is not just studying the financial gain, but to build, to reach that spiritual height where you could acquire that financial gain. Nothing is impossible with God. So when you talk about millions, if that's not too much for him to give, his hands is not work sure that he cannot give us the good gifts. So that figure is not impossible. Surely we can reach there if we have our mindset together, but our heart have to also be in the right place to receive such a blessing, for a clean hand and a pure heart. So it's wonderful we can gather, but must we pay attention, however, to the spiritual aspect, where our hearts have to be pure and not just the craving for the money or for the dollar, because then we have corrupted the mind and we won't be able to reach the Almighty at that level. But all the same, I like what you're doing, and it's a great day for us to come together spiritually and black people all around the world. Wonderful. And the phone has allowed us to do so, Zoom and all the social media, and that's a wonderful thing. So, my brother, I thank you so much for your time, and I would enjoy the rest of your show as I continue to listen on.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, my sister, for tuning in with us. And just know tomorrow at 7 p.m., we will be on coming together and experiencing spiritual unity. That's the name of the program. So basically, if you could make it tomorrow at 7 p.m., that would be great as well. And it's the same call-in number. It's just that it's a different day. And we'll be talking about spirituality and how we can actually come together in spiritual unity to make some great and wonderful things happen for ourselves individually and also for our community. Because in doing that, we'll see some very wonderful and awesome and amazing changes come about in our lives and in our community lives. You know, so I'm really glad to see that someone like yourself is interested in participating in bringing about the positive change that's needed for our people. Thank you very much for coming on board.
Oh, my brother. Most kindly welcome, my brother.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
We have a text message call, and this is Ivory Billingsley, and she's from North Dakota, and she wants to know, how do one start to build a spiritual life that can manifest power and wealth?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Well, first of all, you know, we have to realize that, you know, in this society, you know, in coming out of 450 years to 500 years of slavery, oppression, and, you know, racism, basically the thing about it is a lot of this negativity that we experience is due, unfortunately, to racism and trying to keep our people down and out. And in order to do that, what they have focused on is different ways that they can, you know, do things to make sure that we continue to see things from a negative perspective and see ourselves from a negative perspective where, oh, man, you know, millions of dollars, really? I'll never be able to make no millions of dollars. And when people see themselves in that capacity that they're stuck in poverty and they just don't see any way that they can free themselves from that, that's something that, you know, unfortunately, you know, racist people are really glad to see. Like, oh, good, you know, he this person right here doesn't even believe he could ever make any serious money. Good, you know. And the thing about it is, you know, you do have nigger hate music that's out there constantly telling us that we shouldn't be able to work with each other, that we shouldn't trust one another, that we should, you know, try to kill and destroy each other. All that kind of crazy stuff is out there. And when your minds of your people in your community are constantly being flooded by all that negative music and other things that they have going to try to keep us down, those are the things that, you know, hold us back. So what we have to do is pull our minds up out of the poverty consciousness and seeing ourselves as people that are just stuck in it and can't get out of it. And there are people that believe that they definitely can be freed from it, but they're just waiting for the right opportunity to help them. And once we can show them how it can be done, that's when, you know, things will start to truly begin for them. Because even when we were working in the school system and we had a prayer and meditation program, there were a lot of children that were told that they are special ed and they're, you know, really don't have the capacity to do math or English and, you know, they're just mentally disabled and this, that, and the other. But, you know, we had to tell them that that was a lie. You are definitely able to do these things, but you have to change yourself from seeing yourself from that negative perspective to seeing yourself as someone that can accomplish things. And once we started to teach these youth that they had the ability to come out of seeing themselves from that negative viewpoint and seeing themselves from a down and out situation. And then they started to believe, you know what, I do have the confidence and the determination right now that I can become an A or B student and get on that A or B honor roll. I do believe I could do it. Before, I didn't think I could, but now I know I can. And it's the same with the financing. Taking people out of a negative mindset of how they see themselves and bringing them into a positive mindset of how they can see themselves, not as losers, but as winners, not as people that are incapable, but as people that are definitely able to achieve great success. And once you get that driven into your mind and you start to believe it and accept it, that's when you can start to make positive change. But if you keep seeing yourself as a down and out person, like, oh man, woe is me. I don't know, man. I don't think I'll ever come out of this, you know, financial problems that I'm going through, and I don't think my people can either. And no, you can. You just have to reestablish your way of thinking. You have to reprogram your mind to see things from a positive perspective. And there's ways that we can do that, and we will show you how to do that. And basically, once you start to reprogram your mind and thinking, then you can start to raise your consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ. And once you start to raise your mind to higher heights in God and Christ, that's when everything will start to be working out nice. But the bottom line is, you can't keep your mind in the gutter of poverty or seeing yourself from a down-and-out perspective. You have to see yourself from a positive perspective. You have to feel it in your heart. You have to feel it in your mind. And you also have to know that once you get these huge amounts of cash and money, it's not something that you can utilize this money to do negative things with. You have to be willing to serve God, to serve Christ, to serve your community, and try to help your people out. And once we do that, that's the mindset, and that's our heart filled with determination to help one another is what's supposed to be about. Because if you allow yourself to have self-hatred for your people, you have it for yourself, then it's going to be very difficult for you to ever accomplish things. But once you can purify your heart and start to feel that you truly have the divine love of God in your heart and Christ in your heart, then that's a great thing, because that will allow your heart to be cleansed and your mind to be cleansed so that you can start to see things from a positive perspective. But do not feel that you can just stay focused on negativity. And once we start to see it and believe it, that we can be set free from all that former negativity, and God has given us the power to raise up to that mountaintop of success, that's when we're going to achieve our very best. But we just have to believe it, and truly, we will achieve it. Yes, sir, my brother. Did you have anything else?
Yes. We have Stephen Logan from Boston, Massachusetts. He wants to know, in your wealth building class Thursday night session, the manifestation will happen within what time frame? How long it takes for the manifestation to take place, where people, I guess, make money, get the money or whatever, I guess he's saying?
Well, that's something that is within the time span of God. We've had, even with that 50,000 that I shared with you before, we did a meditation for a sister that wanted to start her business. And basically, she had come up with a great and awesome and amazing herbal formula that helped to get rid of bags under your eyes, also helped you to get rid of wrinkles on your face. So an older person could start to look 10 or 15 years younger from the formula that she had. And people really loved her herbal formula, but the only problem was she didn't have enough money to actually create, you know, enough money to really get out there on the market and sell it, nor did she have the money to actually advertise it and let people know that she had this great and wonderful formula. So she was saying, after she went over all the expenses or how much she felt it would cost to get this going, she came up with the fact that she needed $50,000 to get her business up and running. And she said if she could just get that amount, she felt that she could really get things started and really, you know, see some really great, you know, results come through for her. And basically what happened, you know, she was a part of our really not a real estate, but she was a part of our meditation group. And basically, with our prayer and meditation that we had, she told us that, you know, she really wanted to see what we could do, you know, in regards to coming together and doing the prayer and the meditation on that. And we did that. And basically, 3 days later, she had three people, not one, but three people that were investors that wanted to invest money into her program and give her that $50,000. And when they called her, you know, that day, she looked at each of them and what they were going to offer her in regards to, okay, if you work with me, this is what we're going to charge you and this, that, and the other. So she looked at all three of them and decided which one was offering her the best, you know, program that would, you know, financially for her, that $50,000 that would work out best for her. And that's what she did. She chose the one that she felt offered her the best program. So actually, on that scenario, it could happen within, you know, 3 days. You know, that's not something that is, you know, a big time, you know, changer where you got to wait 3 years or 10 years in order to get, you know, any money. This is something that can happen in a short period of time. And sometimes it might take a week or a month as well, but the bottom line is that, you know, once you start focusing on, you know, what you're, you know, trying, you know, focusing on what you want to achieve, then that's when, you know, you'll start to see the results coming through. But the time factor is, you know, how the group of people that you're working with really start to have the faith and the confidence that this can really work. Because if you're with a group of doubting Thomasinas that you're doing this with, then unfortunately, they're going to be like saying, oh, man, this ain't going to work. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time doing this, man. This ain't going to work. So if you're already putting up a brick wall of fear and doubt that it's not going to happen, then basically you're putting out negative energy, not positive. And if you're going to be, you know, focusing on putting out negative energy of not being able to see it occur, then basically what you see is what you get. But if you're going to have people that do have faith and confidence and feel determined in knowing that we are worthy of being able to manifest wealth, that we are capable and that we will manifest the wealth that we're desiring, then that's when that wealth can truly come about. But, you know, it's just a matter of being with people that really feel it can happen. And once you plug into that frame of thinking and really fill your heart and mind with faith in God and Christ and know that you, as a spiritual God being, has the ability to manifest wealth, that's when it's going to actually manifest. And that's when we can actually all live our very best, once we start to manifest huge amounts of money and cash. So all I can say at this point is it can definitely happen within a short period of time. You know, the thing about it is the people in our group just need to keep their hearts and minds filled with confidence and knowingness that these things can definitely come about.
Great. We have Larry Coleman from Stockton, Virginia, and he wants to know, are you bringing your study programs and your meditation and wealth building to Virginia?
Well, these are things that can happen. Right now, we're looking at this from a national and international viewpoint with the call-in, you know, and basically with people calling in, we're not just focusing on one state. We're focusing on, you know, black people around the world. And basically, that's what we need to really do, because our people deserve to be able to get this information. And we're going to go over the step-by-step process of how we can make this happen. So, yes, people in Virginia that plug in on the call can definitely, you know, be able to get this information, and talking about the prayer, talking about the meditation, and how it can really work. But again, the reason why we're doing this by phone instead of just dealing with that in just Virginia is that, you know, we would be limiting things. Now, the other side of what we're talking about with this is, once this wealth and prosperity does come through, one of the things that we're looking to do is to actually get community centers. And those community centers, yes, will be in Virginia, will be in Chicago, will be in New York, will be in Connecticut, will be in New Jersey, and will be in Africa, will be in India, will be in, you know, Caribbean islands and South America, you know, so, and in Europe and other places. So we're going to be putting this up not only just to help our community, but also the world community, because the bottom line is that, you know, once we get the funds to have these community centers put up in different states around the nation and also around the world, this will be a serious game changer for so many people that see themselves from that down and out perspective. We can turn that thinking totally around and show them step by step what they can do to really start to make things happen. And like I said, reaching that mountaintop of great success is, you know, really something that we can do. You know, we just have to be able to envision it and see it all coming through, and it will happen. So yes, my brother, on one extension of this, we will be dealing just with the radio piece, so everybody can be able to tap into this knowledge and information for those that call in. The second piece is, once we do get the financing, once we do get the wealth, then we'll be able to reach out with community centers that will teach this to our people in our community and also within the world community. So that's where we are with that, my brother.
Yes, we have another text message from Houston, Texas, Galvin Stock Love, and he wants to know, in terms of the physical, mental, and the financial, how does it work? Is it the physical and the financial, the physical and the mental first, and then the financial? Which one you got to do first? How do that whole thing get together?
Well, basically, we're looking at doing both, you know. It's not something where it's just the physical and it's, you know, separately and that's it. Because you can do, you know, prayer and meditation, you know, with our group. You could do it with yourself as well. You can actually, you know, look at the, see, the other thing that's, you know, really great with this, as I said before, is that once you start doing the prayer and meditation, sometimes it will come directly to you as cash, you know, and that will be something directly given to you. Other times it will be something that will come to you as great opportunities with different people, because we had another situation, which I had mentioned before, where we had a young lady who was about to lose her apartment. And she was in a situation where she was about to be kicked out of her apartment because her lease was up and her landlord raised her rent. And she couldn't afford to pay the rent because she wasn't making enough money to do that. So, you know, she came to us after 2 weeks out of that month that she had, you know, that the landlord gave her. If she couldn't come up with the money within a month's time, she was going to have to be forced to leave her apartment. And the good thing about that was that when she came to us in that 2 weeks, we did do a meditation with her. And a few days later, you know, what happened was she didn't get the money in her hand right then and there. But what happened was her boss that she worked for told her, listen, I am going to raise your salary, and it will be more than enough for you to be able to pay for your mortgage. Well, not your mortgage, but your apartment raising that has been done to you through your landlord. And also, I've even given you an additional blessing, which will be the fact that I am allowing you to actually get a car. And that car, you know, I'm paying for the down payment for that, but you're going to have to make the monthly payments. So when I give you this increase on your income, it will be enough to cover your rent, and it also will be enough to cover your car payment and the other expenses that you have to deal with on a daily basis, you know. So, you know, it's not going to be where just the car and just the rental, and then you don't have enough money to eat. We're not talking about that. I'm giving you enough money to cover your, all your expenses, and you'll be in good shape from there. And that's what happened for her. So she had, you know, something where she didn't even know that her boss was going to do that for her, you know, because she would have went directly to him, and we wouldn't even have done the meditation and the prayer. But that's what ended up coming up. And just like that came up for her, different situations can come to you where you can get that money from different people instead of just getting the money directly. Because we've even gotten money where we manifested money in our bank accounts, you know, where the money just showed up after we did the prayer and meditation. And that was really great, you know, so the money came directly from God right into our possession. But the other side of this is many times what can happen is it can come to you, but from great opportunities that can give you huge amounts of money for yourself so that you can deal with some of the financial problems you have or some of the goals and, you know, vision of some of the things that you really want to achieve and do. So, yes, this can be something that can definitely work out, and the money can come from to you from, you know, a physical perspective where you're getting a loan from a particular company. The money can come to you from, you know, seeing the money ending up in your bank account. The money can come to you from an individual that just came out of the blue all of a sudden that you wasn't even focusing on, and this person said, here, I got some money to give you, you know. So these are things that can actually occur where wealth can manifest in your life a number of different ways, but you're going to deal with it from the spiritual and from the physical together. It's not going to be just one and not the other. It's going to be both. And as you do them together, you're going to see great results come about, because sometimes it can come through the physical things that you just did, whether it's going to get a loan or whether it's going to do a real estate deal or whether it's going to deal with stock or cryptocurrency or different things that you might just be investing some money in. And sometimes with these programs, it's not millions of dollars that you have to invest into the real estate or into the cryptocurrency or the stock. Sometimes you're just putting up just a small amount, like $300 or $500 or maybe just $1,000. But out of that, you can start to see, you know, thousands of dollars coming into your account every day. And sometimes it's even more than that. So all I could say to you is that, you know, there's a number of different ways that cash can start coming your way, but we have to deal with it from the physical and from the spiritual, and that adds even more of an ability to manifest wealth in your life.
We're going to open up 571-264. 571-264.
571-264. Can you hear us? Okay. I think they're either on mute or they're not able to make the connection.
571-264. Open your mic. Unmute yourself.
Can you hear us? 571-264. Can you hear us? Okay. Looks like we're having a little technical problem there. Or they're, you know, may have stepped away from their phone.
I can hear him say something.
You can hear him?
Yeah. Ask him again.
Okay. Can you hear us now? Try speaking up.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. We have Wilton Brown from Waverly, Des Moines, Iowa, and he wants to know what type of participation a person need to put into to get back this wealth. What type do they have to put in to get this wealth, and how much time they have to put in, and how many hours they have to put in, and how strong do they have to be in their faith to manifest this wealth?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to put in 24 hours, brother. And you do that, then you'll really be able to start to fly in the sky, brother. But anyway, this is the thing. When you're really looking at this, like I said earlier, it's about reprogramming your thinking and your feeling. And, you know, the thing about it is, like I said before, you know, this society has taught us to see things from the negative because you're not supposed to be able to manifest wealth. You're supposed to hear what we're talking about now and say, what? Get out of here, man. That can't ever be done. And that's what you're supposed to do and just walk away. But the bottom line is we have the ability to do these things. And we cannot stay stuck in the lies of Satan, because Satan wants you to not be able to come out of the gutter of poverty. Satan wants you to stay down and out and to be in pain and suffering through poverty. But the bottom line is we don't have to stay there. You don't have to accept that. And you don't have to keep your mind stuck in the mentality of poverty. What you have to do is change that. And how you change that is through a number of different ways. We have different ways in which we will go about showing you and teaching you so that you can start to see how this can truly come about and be. But the bottom line is we have to be willing to want to put some time into it. And it doesn't have to be 24 hours. I was just kidding with that. And you don't have to worry about, putting in, so much time that you don't have time for nothing else in your life. You know, all you have to do is to refocus and see yourself from a positive perspective and start to, really envision things and do the meditation in the morning when you wake up and in the evening before you go to bed. And sometimes people have the time to do it, a third time in the afternoon, but it's kind of difficult in the afternoon because, some people are at work and sometimes that's your lunchtime and, you just can't close your eyes and, in a restaurant, and, you're supposed to be eating at that time, so you're not going to be doing nothing at that time. So, the meditation and then, the prayer, you could do that at different times throughout the day. And, affirmations and, different things. So there's a number of different things that you can do to help to bring about the positive transformation of your thinking. And it's worked for a whole bunch of people in the past. So it can work for you as well. But the bottom line is, again, what you see is what you get. And if you're going to be a doubting Thomas and say, nah, this can't work, then basically you're right. It won't work because you're just seeing yourself from a negative perspective and you're putting up a brick wall of fear and doubt that's telling you that it can't happen. But if you can keep an open mind and heart and start to see things as a brand new start for you, it will come about where that brand new start will bring you to that mountaintop of success where you can gladly achieve your very best. But you have to put some time into it. You have to take yourself out of the Doubting Thomas perspective and start to see things with a heart and mind filled with faith, filled with confidence and knowingness that this can truly come about. And once you start to see things in that mindset, you have changed yourself from seeing yourself as a loser to seeing yourself as a winner. You have accepted your true identity as not just being a simple human being that can accomplish very little, but you have now seen yourself as a God being that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. Because what I have shared with people before is something that is still live and real to this very day. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And Lord Jehovah said something even just as spectacular. And he said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. So how in the world can you be made in the likeness and image of God and be a person that is incapable, that is unable to do anything, that can't accomplish anything? How can you be a person like that and also be made in the likeness and image of God? When Lord Jehovah is telling you that, he's trying to tell you you have awesome and amazing power, just like God. Not so much that you are equal to Lord Jehovah and you're just as big and powerful as him or as big and powerful as Jesus, but the bottom line is that you have been given God-given power that can set you free from all this negativity. But you have to believe it in order to receive it, to activate it, and to make it happen in your life. And you can't stay in the negative mindset and think that you're going to also be freed, because you have to change your way of thinking from negativity to positivity, from being doubtful to being confident and knowing that this can definitely come about. And that's something that, you know, in the future you're definitely going to shout, I am very glad to see that I know this has already happened for me and my victory has been won. And once you start seeing your victory already won, that's really powerful, because when you see it from a confident and positive and determined viewpoint that you can really, really make it happen, that's when it will happen. So these are things that can really, really happen for people. But again, you have to believe it in order to receive it.
Very good, very good. I see 571-264. You came back. 571-264. Is your mic open?
Five seven one two six four. You're still trying to make that connection with you. Are you there now where you can talk to us? 571-264. Can you open up your mic and speak to us now? Give us some feedback.
Hello.
On what. Oh, there.
Hello.
You go. Great. Yes.
Yes, I just got home and tuned into the program about 15 minutes ago. So I didn't hear the program from the beginning. So I'm just coming at the end section here, so I'm not sure what went on before.
Okay. Well, did you get a chance to hear what I just said or not really?
Let's say you have to change your mindset. You have to believe. And you have to, it has to be physical as well as spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the thing about it is, too, that we're looking at dealing with this from both the spiritual and the physical. So
yeah.
In regards to possibly getting a loan, you know, and moving forward to filling out the application and getting that, that's one thing. In regards to improving your credit, that's something else you could do on the physical side as well that can open the door for you if you want to get a house or an apartment and different things. You know, that can really help as well. So there's a number of physical things that are there within the program that could really help you. But also on the spiritual side, we also have some things that can really help you as well. And that's why we're saying, you know, simultaneously together, the physical and the spiritual, coming together in unity and working both of those things out are really, really going to have a huge impact on helping people to financially change their lives. And both of them can be something that can really work for thee. But you just have to, as I said earlier, start to believe it, and then you'll achieve it. And also know that the steps that you need to go through to change your mind from seeing yourself from a loser to a winner to a person that they have been telling you that you're incapable, to know that you are capable and that you can achieve great and awesome and amazing things in your life, and your goals and dreams can start to fly, but you just have to really keep your mind up on high. And when I say keep your mind up on high, I'm not talking about drinking alcohol or sniffing cocaine or taking no heroin, nothing crazy like that. I'm talking about seeing yourself from a positive perspective and believing and knowing that you can make things happen. And once we start to really see things from that perspective, that's when positive change can truly come about and set you free from all that former negativity. Yes, indeed. So that's where we are, my sister, and I'm really hoping that tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. you can come on the call, because we're going to be putting some things in motion tomorrow, and we're really going to start to see some great and wonderful things coming through for our community. And I'm really glad to see that you came on the call, and just know for a surety, we're going to really reach that mountaintop of success where we can all achieve our very, very best.
Are you on tomorrow, Saturday night as well?
Saturday night at 7 p.m.
I didn't know you had a program. I didn't know you had a program Saturday night as well.
Yes. And it's called Experiencing Spiritual Unity. That's the name of it. So that's what we do. We come together in spiritual unity, and we're looking at being a great and wonderful blessing to our community. And that's how we can be it, because once we start to really identify with our true identity, then that's when we can start to really change a lot of the negativity that's happening in our community. Because, wow, all I can say is I've seen some great and wonderful things come about from a spiritual perspective, you know, because Jesus had blessed me with the ability to give vision back to the blind and, you know, hearing to the deaf. And also there was, you know, a few people that were on their deathbed that he allowed me to heal. So these were things that came about because I really did have faith that Jesus was not talking out the side of his mouth when he said, the things I do, you can do and even more. And I'm not here to brag about anything. I'm here to tell you not only can I do this, but you can do it as well. You have the ability to also be able to give vision to the blind, to also manifest wealth, to also give hearing to the deaf, to also help people in poverty come out of the gutter of poverty and bless them to be able to embrace prosperity and wealth. These are things that we have the ability to do, even though we've been told that, no, you can't do this. This society is telling you nothing more than a lie, that you are incapable, that you are not able to at all. You just have to accept being stuck in the gutter of poverty and just accept that as being the way that you have to live your life. And that is nothing more than Satan's lie, because Satan wants to keep you down and out. And without a doubt, you can set yourself free from all of that negativity, because God has the power and the ability to really set ourselves free. But we just have to know that it's something that we can do. And it's very, very true. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are talking about, my sister. And we're on our way to a brighter day. We just have to believe it, and we will receive it. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. And my brother, did you have anything else you wanted to share with anyone else that's coming on?
We have Leslie Brown from St. Croix, Virgin Islands, and she wants to know, are you going to bring the program there? How are you going to manifest wealth and spirituality and happiness over there? How can they get their group together and start doing it there?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned before, we're starting off with doing these things on the phone. And this way, not only are we going to just deal with it in Virginia or in Atlanta or in New York, we're going to be dealing with this worldwide. And that's the great and wonderful thing about having an international radio show, because when you open up the opportunity on the show, it's reaching out to people around the world. And that's where we're going to be in the very beginning stage of this. And as the wealth and the prosperity do start to come to us and within our possession, that's when we can put community centers in different states. And in those community centers, there will be programs where people can actually be taught physically in within their own community there, whether it's in Virginia, whether it's in, you know, Atlanta, or, you know, wherever, whatever state you're in. The bottom line is that you'll be able to have that ability. But right now, the thing that is stopping us from being able to offer that is that you have to have the cash and money in hand. And that's one of the reasons why my brother's program and my program is so important, because we're talking about bringing together physical options and spiritual options that can really embrace us to go to higher heights in our way of thinking and seeing and physically receiving great amounts of money and cash that can truly bless us, so that that negativity can no longer last. We'll be set free, and we'll be able to embrace a new reality. And that's what it's all about. No longer being down and out, but totally being set free to a new reality.
248-464.
Can you come on board and give some feedback at this point?
Hey, well, this is Vincent. I'm just coming in, just popped in and checking out the station, seeing what's going on. And, you know, we're putting together a great community, working, trying to help people increase their income by simply saving their money and receiving rewards of saving their money. So That's kind of my mission right now, is to help everyone who is willing to learn about how they can save their money in a passive way, in a passive income way. So that's 248-464.
I'm sorry. Say that again, the last part again.
I said that's two. I was just giving my phone number back out. You called it 248-464. I said that's my view right now. That's, you know, I just got a message. Come on and take a listen. So I just popped in and listened and realized I'm on the show just that fast. Eh?
And what's your full name so people can know?
Vincent. Vincent Pinkins. Vincent Pinkins.
Okay, Vincent Pinkins. Okay, great.
Yes.
248-464-7359.
Give me a call and I'll explain exactly what I'm talking about. 248-464-7359. Let's get into some passive income savings. It's for everyone.
Mm.
It's for
everyone. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really good, my brother. I'm glad that you're, you know, offering that opportunity to people. So this way, that's another option of what they could do to actually be able to make more cash flow into their lives. Because when you have a number of different streams of income coming to you, that can be very helpful, very helpful.
Yes. That's our mission. That's our mission. Mm-hmm. At least 6-7 streams of income coming in, passive income. They make it change. Mm-hmm. They change lives for sure.
There you go. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that, my brother. I really do appreciate that, and I'm glad that you came on board, you know, to share that positive feedback. And we're going to see what we can do, because bottom line is, you know, our people need to know that these options and these opportunities actually do exist. And, you know, yeah. A lot of times, you know, unfortunately, you know, when you're trying to get some of these, you know, opportunities to get cash, sometimes, you know, when we're trying to get it, you know, there's a lot of thumbs down situation. But when we're dealing with our people that want our people to be successful, that really want to see us be able to accomplish great success, then it's a whole nother scenario than when you're going to someone else that's like saying, oh, man, I don't want to give no money to these people, you know. And when you got that kind of negativity that's there, then that's a whole nother perspective. But when you do have people that are amongst your people that want to help you, then that's a whole nother story, because that means that they are really there to help you, not to just say it on an ad trying to get your money or something, but on the real side, trying to show people that you're really there for them and you really do want to help them to make some money. And that's great.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole mission. That's the whole mission. We have to be, we have to allow ourselves to go further and take the shackles off, take the blinders off, and get rid of the fear, and just know that, you know, it's opportunities, and there's options. So everyone may not fall for the same opportunity, but whichever opportunity you fall for or go for, then that's for you if you just work the opportunity. It's there to work, not to tear us down.
Exactly.
But if we don't work it, it's not going to work. That's with anything.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yes, indeed. Well, like I said, brother, I do appreciate the fact that you came on board and shared that, because that is something that can be very helpful. And, you know, we'll definitely make sure as that number, if you want to put that out there one more time so people can know how to get in touch with you, that would be good before we sign off on this.
Yep, 248-464-7359. Passive income, passively waiting to share into family lives to make a change forever. Passive income.
All right. Well, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
And as we are coming together here, we want to get back to the thoughts of the Black Business Billionaire Network Club. And Black Business Billionaire Network Club is a way of means in which one can see themselves in a billionaire status. There's a lot of us in the Black Business Billionaire Network Club who are billionaires and millionaires and thousandaires, and we had to start somewhere. You know, I'm a sharecropper son from South Carolina, but by the grace and mercy of God, and by the grace of God, here go I was able to achieve great success in my life and achieve the millionaire status, and I want others to know that that's possible for them. I'm not bragging on myself, because there's nothing special about me. It's just God's good graces in which I have inherited, and I took upon that spirit, and I also have a mindset to want to help others. It's very important, people, to want to help others. Reciprocity is in the Bible. God talks about sowing seed on good soil, so you can reap a good harvest. So do always think about helping others. Whatever you do, keep a mindset that there's somebody out there that's in need. There's somebody out there that's in need, and a person in need is a friend indeed. And reach out to help others. And that's what the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is all about. And we're going to continue with another caller. Dr. Ben, you're on with Dr. Benjamin.
Okay.
347-478.
Can you hear it? Hello? 347-478. Can you hear us now? I hear a phone and noise in the background, but I don't hear any voice. Is someone there?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
This is Benjamin Bridges, Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
What's the program about?
Oh, what's the program? Well, we're talking about coming together physically and also spiritually in dealing with getting financing to help our people. And that's basically, you know, what we're talking about today. But you're also in the Billionaires Business Club, and basically what they're, you know, dealing with is things from the physical perspective. And with my program, I have, it's called Experiencing Spiritual Unity, where we're not only just dealing with things from the physical, but we're also dealing with things from the spiritual. But when you combine both of them together, it really does enhance you being able to manifest wealth and prosperity in your life even more so. Because when you actually tap into the power of God to utilize, you know, receiving great opportunities and wealth and prosperity and manifesting that in your life, it can really happen. When you actually take the needed steps to actually get a loan, to actually improve your credit so that you can, you know, do a lot more things financially. All of these things are great and helpful that can really help you to get some great and wonderful things. And one of the other things that the Billionaire Club actually does, they actually offer you an opportunity to show you the different programs that are out there that you can get involved with, so that in getting involved with those programs, you can make large sums of money as well. So anyway, my main point to you is, as we come together in unity, physically and spiritually, we can definitely be a blessing to ourselves and to our community. And that's what we're talking about today.
Well, it sounds good. Right now I've been working on Eric's campaign. He's now the mayor of New York. That's my main concern. We're going to put all these other ingredients that you're coming up with together. We've got a green program that people get involved. Instead of going to the banks and so on, we have a program right now we're working on. Anyway, carry on, guys. Right now, my main concern is to get ourselves together, our children are shooting each other all over the place. So that's my main concern right now. And as far as the new mayor is concerned, we're going to be working on programs like this. Thank you.
Right. Well, brother, that's one of the things that, you know, we on in our program, you know, for many years, you know, I've been involved with, you know, assisting and helping the youth for 12 to 13 years. And the thing about it was that, you know, sadly enough, you're right. You know, our kids have been brainwashed into wanting to hate themselves, wanting to kill themselves and all of this crazy stuff. And the bottom line is that, you know, that's where we come in as adults to reach out to our youth to pull them out of that gutter of hatred, self-hatred and wanting to kill and destroy each other. And we actually did that. You know, it was a great opportunity. We started a group called Parents Against Teen Violence. And in dealing with that, we were very successful in ending the gang wars. And that was something that I was very, very thankful about, because, you know, to see so many of our children in early graves don't make any sense. And the only way something like that can happen is if adults just totally ignore our youth and just say, who cares if they get killed? No, we cannot have that kind of attitude. When you start to see your kids getting caught up into what the devil wants them to do, shoot each other, kill each other, hate each other, all these kind of negative things is what the devil wants our children to get caught up into. But the only way that we can pull them out of that demonic and negative thinking is for us to step in and talk to our youth about coming out of that mindset. And also what we found out was that we ended up being able to formulate a group where we had 150 people that became members in our organization. And out of that 150 people, we went to a number of different New York areas and spoke to the youth about coming out of these gangs and to try to do something positive with themselves instead of ending up in jail for killing someone or ending up in early coffin themselves. And why would you want to put yourself in that kind of position? So what we ended up doing for many of our youth, we ended up being able to stop them from staying in those gangs. And then from there, you know, even Jesus came to us and told us and gave us a spiritual formula on how we can end the gang wars, you know, and that was very powerful because once we started to use that spiritual formula, the gang wars were over. And it's not just something I'm just saying out the side of my mouth, but we got awards from congressmen, senators, we got awards from county legislators, we got awards from superintendent of schools, we got awards from mayors, we got awards from plenty of people, principals of schools and all of that. And the reason why we got the awards was because they saw all the work and energy we were putting into ending these gang wars and that we were actually successful. And that I have to give all homage and praise to Jesus the Christ, because he came in and put the icing on the cake and told us how we could end the gang wars if we utilized his spiritual formula that would actually stop these kids from hating each other and wanting to kill each other. And once we put that formula into play, that was the end of all that negativity. And I was very, very thankful that Jesus actually came through to reach out and help us and to bless our children and save their lives, because too many of our kids were being killed, you know, every day and every week, and it was just getting really ridiculous. And I'm glad to see that that came about. But now the gang wars are starting to kick up again, and the big problem with what was happening is that we need to have community centers where we can teach our kids positive ways in which they can start to live their lives instead of staying in that negative perspective of wanting to do each other in.
718-440.
Okay, we do have another call coming in. 718-440. That's the call. If you have a moment, please come on board and share your feedback.
Oh man, this is I was fighting trying to get on. How you doing? This is Brother Fred Braswell. I was trying to get on. I know you guys end some pretty soon. I don't know when that is tonight, but I'm glad that I got on when I did. You're talking about a very something that's very dear to my heart. So many brothers killing each other, man, and it's time for that to be over. So if you attacking it from a spiritual perspective. That's what I like to hear. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." The key to that verse is telling you that the spiritual is much bigger than anything else. So you must attack problems from a spiritual perspective before you try to attack it from any other place. So that's fantastic, man. I'm coming on so late. I'm happy to hear that, though. Thank you so much for doing work in that area, man. It's powerful, very powerful.
Well, thank you, my brother, for the positive feedback. And I do give thanks to Jesus once again for, you know, saving the lives of so many of our children, because it could have been a situation where, you know, it might have taken another 2 or 3 years for us to end the gang war. But because he gave that spiritual formula up, that was great. And one of the things it even says in the Bible, you know, without a vision, your people will perish. So we need to be able to know that we can envision the power that God has given us to actually bring forth the transformation and change in our community, and also even individually that we are dealing with ourselves. Because so many of us are caught up into seeing things from a negative perspective and really don't see ourselves being able to be freed from poverty, from self-hatred, from, you know, not being able to even want to, you know, help one another or trust each other or anything like that. And sometimes I couldn't even believe it. I'd be walking down the street and down in the city, and I would be talking to, you know, different people, just saying hi to them. And so many people would just look at you and say, no, I'm not saying nothing to you. You know? And I'd be like, what? You're not even going to say hi back to me? Oh, wow. And I was like really surprised. But that just goes to show you how disrespectful and how much we don't really respect and care for one another, even when people just say hi to us. I could see if I was saying, hey, brother, can you give me $100 right now, you know, $1,000? Now, I can see a brother saying, what? Get out of here, you know, on that one, right? But when somebody's just saying hi to you and you turning around and saying, no, I ain't saying nothing to you, you know. So we have to start to show more respect and love and caring for one another. And once we start to do that, then we can come together. Because, see, the other side of it is even the nigger hate music that has been flooding our community, and they've done that on purpose to us because they want us to constantly hear all of this negativity. And that's one of the things that really promotes the gang wars in our community with our children, because they're constantly hearing, like, yeah, we should kill each other, we should hate each other, we shouldn't have nothing to do with these niggers, you know, all this kind of crazy talk. All that does is inspire them to do negative things to one another. But what we need to do is something that I haven't really seen or heard of yet, and that is we need to end the nigger hate music. And what we need to do is replace that with positive rap and positive spiritual music so that we can inspire one another, that we can start to uplift our hearts and minds to start to see each other living a positive life. And that's what we really need to do. But thank you, my brother, for coming on board. And all I can say is we're on our way to a brighter day.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all.
In your heart.
better.